SBS Filipino.
Parami ng parami ang mga Australiano na may edad 50 pataas na pinipili na maglakbay ng mag-isa. Ang pagiging solo o mag-isa ay nagbibigay sa iyo ng kalayaan mula sa paghihintay para sa iyong makakasama na magkaroon ng libreng panahon upang makapaglakbay. Narito ang pangunahing mga lugar na puntahan nitong tag-init na iminungkahi ng ilan sa mga pinakamasugid na biyahero ng Australia. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yiwang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ang paglalakbay mag-isa ay hindi kailanman pumigil kay Lourdes Plagens na tuklasin ang mundo. Bilang may-ari ng affordable travel sa Brisbane, si Lourdes ay madalas na bumabiyahe o naglalakbay ng mag-isa upang makabuo ng mga bagong rekomendasyon para sa kanyang mga kliyente. Sa ngayon, ang kanyang trabaho ay nagdala sa kanya sa mahigit 50 bansa.
It's an accomplishment because you are free. You are not confined because you are on your own. What will happen if you don't choose it and you don't see anything? So it's really a good feeling because a lot of my relatives are saying, I cannot travel on my own. I said, why not? There's nothing wrong with traveling on your own, especially nowadays because a lot of people are divorced. And if they cannot find anyone to travel with, so what? Just go on your own and meet other people.
Ipinapakita niya ang isang pag-aaral na ginawa ng RoyMorgan.com na parami ng parami ang mga Australiano na may edad na mahigit sa 50 na nagbabakasyon ng mag-isa. Kung nangangati at hindi mapakali ang inyong mga paa at hindi nababahala sa gastusin, iminumungkahi ni Lourdes ang pagpunta sa Inglaterra.
It's not the cheapest, but I love it because they speak English and it's very interesting, the historical thing over there. A lot of tourists, they just go mostly up and also down up to Bath. But the other parts, like if you notice the TV program in Doc Martin, we went to that place where they shoot it and it's so beautiful. It's very easy to travel. It's just like here.
Nakapaglakbay na mag-isa, kasama ang mga kaibigan at kasama ng mga tour, iminungkahi ni Lourdes na sumali sa isang grupo upang masulit ang iyong oras sa ibang bansa.
First time I traveled to Europe, I did an independent by myself and I've been there but I didn't see anything. I didn't appreciate it. So last year when I went back to Milan, I have it now that that's where the Last Supper and things like that.
Unang nasubukan ni Perry Morcom na maglakbay sa isang working holiday sa Europa bilang isang kabataang lalaki. Mula noon, kinailangan niyang isang tabi ang mga plano sa paglalakbay sa loob ng 20 taon hanggang sa ang kanyang mga anak ay lumaki na. Pinamamahalaan niya ngayon ang Seniors Travel Team sa Brisbane. Binanggit niya ang New Zealand bilang isa sa pinakasikat na destinasyon sa panahon ng tag-init.
The 3-hour flight, it's quite safe and secure and you can speak and read the language and currency is slightly different, but it's very similar. It's a low risk place and you can travel through New Zealand various ways. You can do coach tours. A lot of the younger 50 and above ones are doing self-guided walking tours or cycling tours, or you can do the normal car and hotel packages, which gives you a lot more flexibility, or most flexibility is to have a motorhome where you can stop when and where you like each night.
Ang 75 taong gulang na si Carol Ashted ay naglalakbay ng solo sa nakalipas na 15 taon. Bumisita siya sa mahigit 20 bansa, sumasali sa mga may gabay na paglalakbay o escorted tour group, hindi bababa sa 2 beses sa isang taon. Sinabi ni Carol, ito ay isang mahusay na paraan upang makakilala ng mga bagong tao sa halip na maging ganap na mag-isa. Ang kanyang piling puntahan sa tag-init ay Hawaii.
Probably the fact that the weather was beautiful, the scenery was beautiful, the water was nice and warm for swimming. I did do a 7-day cruise around Hawaii on the Pride of America, Norwegian Cruise Lines, which was really fantastic actually because we went to about 4 of the islands and, you know, we got a nice overview of the whole place, not just going to Honolulu.
Ang mga solo na bumabiyahe ay kadalasang hinihiling na magbayad ng mga single supplement o isang surcharge sa industriya ng paglalakbay kapag kumukuha sila ng silid o kwarto na nag-iisa. Mungkahi ni Perry, humanap ng makakasama upang paghatian ang mga gastos. Ang kanyang kumpanya ay pinagpapares ang mga maglalakbay sa nakalipas sa 20 taon. Ang ilan ay naging mga regular na mga magkaibigan sa paglalakbay o mga tinatawag na travel buddies.
We're not looking for people to get married for the next 40 years. You know, can I put up with you for the next week or fortnight? Can I have an enjoyable holiday with you? Well, you can tell normally quite quickly in 5 or 10 minutes that, yes, I could have a cruise with you, or I could have a coach tour with you, or I could share with you for a week or a fortnight.
Maraming Australiano ay gustong magpunta sa Asia. Tinukoy ng 2012 International Movements Report na ginawa ng Australian Bureau of Statistics ang mga bansang China, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia at Hong Kong bilang bahagi ng pangunahing 10 destinasyon para sa mga naglalakbay na Australiano. Sinabi ni Carol, gusto niya ang pagiging abot-kaya at pagkakaiba-iba ng kultura ng Asia.
I like Asia because the hotels on the whole are cheaper than Europe, and I think if you're traveling a solo and having to pay the single supplement, Asia is a good destination to go to. For example, at the end of January I went to Thailand to the Chiang Mai Flower Festival, which was really nice. Escorted tour, everything organized, all meals included.
Para naman kay Lourdes Plagens, ang kanyang paboritong puntahan sa Asia ay ang Taiwan.
Taiwan is beautiful, very clean, and not expensive. And most of them speak English. When we went to Taiwan, I was surprised how beautiful that country is. You'll be in another area of Taiwan, and you will not think that you're in Asia. And it's so diversity. Here you got up on the mountain, you're looking at the gorge, and now here you're looking at the sea. And even like if you travel there, it's very safe.
Kung iniisip ninyo na maglakbay sa loob ng Australia, iminumungkahi niya na magtungo sa Tasmania para sa mas malamig na panahon sa panahon ng tag-init.
Tasmania, it's beautiful. It's hard to explain. It's just nice. It's different. With Hobart, if you know how to drive and you know how to read, it's so easy. You can go to Port Arthur. You can go to the oldest brewery that they have there. And just walking around the town.
Para kay Perry Morcom, ang Gold Coast ng Queensland ay siyang lugar na dapat puntahan nitong tag-init.
The Gold Coast is very popular with many people. There's heaps and heaps and heaps of accommodation. It's very hard to get there over the Christmas New Year week. But from mid-January on, there'll be heaps and heaps of great accommodation on the Gold Coast. You can have a week or a fortnight there to enjoy. And there are plenty of day trips you can do, or the movie theme parks and things like that are right there on the Gold Coast.
Iniulat ng Australian cruise industry na ang bilang ng mga pasaherong Australiano na naglalayag o naglalakbay sa pamamagitan ng mga barko ay umabot sa mahigit 1 milyon noong taong 2015. Sinabi ni Lourdes Plagens, ito ay isang mahusay na pagpipilian para sa mga solong bumabiyahe.
Although you're on your own, you're on a big ship, you meet someone. You meet people, you talk to them, and you got everything there. Your meals, 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day, you can eat whatever you want. And then you got the entertainment, and you got your bed. It's beautiful. It's more relaxing because you don't have to pack and unpack all the time.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.